2. Generations of sugar maples. 2 generations of sugar maple trees are growing here. You are standing between 2 rows of maple trees. Each row has 6 trees, and each tree is about 30 feet away from the next one in the row. These trees tell a story about the relationship between people and nature that has been going on for thousands of years. The row on the left contains older trees, at least 50 years old, and about 50 feet tall. The row on your right contains younger trees, planted in 2002 and about 25 feet tall. It's pretty unusual to find a straight line of anything in nature, so this is an obvious clue that humans have been here. The older trees lined one of the roads of the Boston State Hospital, a mental institution that occupied this land from 1892 to 1980. What clues can we find that these old trees are still important to plants, animals, and people? Feel the bark at about waist height all the way around the tree. What do you notice? If you feel a papery or leathery growth, you found lichen. Lichens are a combination of plant and fungus that often grow on bark. The large branches above your head are popular spots for downy woodpeckers who drill for insects and grubs. You may be able to hear one pecking. One of these trees has a tennis ball-sized hole where a northern flicker excavated a nesting spot. Gray squirrels also build their nests in these trees. How are these trees important to people? If you're visiting on a hot day, you're probably appreciating their shade. Thousands of children and adult visitors take advantage of this shade each year. You might have felt a dime-sized hole in the tree where we've tapped it for sap. Each year, after collecting the sap, we plug the holes with properly sized sticks. Can you find a hole with a wooden plug? These sugar maples are named for their high sugar content. Boiling syrup from sap connects us to the land, as well as an agricultural practice with a rich history in New England. What will happen when these trees die, either from insect damage, disease, storms, or a combination of these factors? That's where the row of younger sugar maples comes in. They say that the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. Imagine how tall the younger trees will be 25 years from now. With this row of trees, we have chosen to provide habitat and enjoyment for the plants, animals, and people of the future. To get to stop number 3, continue to follow the gravel trail that is edged by grass as it winds down a slight incline and around to the left. Bear right at the fork and continue for about 100 feet to a log border on the left that will lead you to a bench.